is within your province, within your efforts to change. And if such a mighty liberty is given to you to change, so that the laws are helpless, they will act according to your change. You get my point? Why not change? And yet, you will not have 5 minutes for the practice. So, for the time being, if your questions are.
From the last book, what?
Anywhere you ask anything. Karma itself has its roots in these 5 instances and must come to fruition in this life or in some later life. What do you want to know?
Now, it says that these hindrances are before karma, that karma grows out of these hindrances. These hindrances are the causes of karma. And again then,
when you say hindrances, let us read. Huh? Karma itself has its roots in these 5 hindrances. These 5 hindrances, your structure is made up of hindrances and obstacles. Isn't it? If you practice, you remove these hindrances and these obstacles. If you remove these hindrances and obstacles, karma changes, because karma has roots in the new structure. Structure is important. The 5 hindrances is your present structure. Tomorrow you may be free from all the 5 hindrances, your structure is different. Karma's roots have to be changed. That karma is an outside law. It is helpless. If you change your structure, your hindrances, your obstacles, the karma itself will lose its roots. But if you have not done so, what will happen? Must come to fruition in this life or in some or later. The structure will continue for 100 lives. The fruition will be the same.
Mm-hmm. You get in brackets it's written samskara.
Which means samskara.
So the hindrances and samskaras are the same?
Structure is samskara. Hindrances means structure. Structure means samskara. I am using the word structure. You see, structure means to build. The house is a structure. The body is a structure. The mind is a structure. You see, the structure of acceptance, something which can be built. Means by our efforts can be built. It can be broken down. It can be repaired. It can be rebuilt. You follow me? So this structure becomes samskara. Becomes the root, the cause. Karma, because we have not changed our structure. The beautiful word is samskara, meaning structure, your internal structure. Whether it is because of hindrances and obstacles, because of it is mental inertia, whatever the cause, you have to change that structure, rebuild that structure. If you do it, the roots are lost. The karma has lost that root. Then in a new structure, new roots have to be there. As I just told you, on your efforts, the outside laws are helpless. These laws are terribly powerful. But they cannot touch you if you change your structure. The new law must operate. If you have not done that, then in this life or in the next life or in 100 lives after, same structure, same karma, same roots, same everything. Here God does not interfere. He doesn't say, I don't want you to progress. He can't say it. Here the structure is left to you entirely. You build, you break down, you rebuild, whatever you like. Have one obstacle, one hindrance, 5 hindrances, none, your choice. You get my point? That is why we do the simple things, the rhythmic breath, the corrective exercises, the upgrading exercises, the refining exercises. These are not something to waste time. This is something to rebuild the structure and uproot the cause. Karma is a terrible word. Destiny is a terrible word. Sanskar is a terrible word. But you do this, and is blown because you have determined to change your structure. Get my point? And this can only be done by working on oneself.
You also said that sanskaras are a three-seed atom.
They can answer the same thing.
Same.
You know, you see the blacksmith puts into the fire, makes the iron red hot, and then beats. Huh? But that thing that comes out, you know what structure it is? That is what the sutras tell us to do on ourselves. To put ourselves into fire and to beat and beat till this structure becomes something before which karma is helpless, destiny is helpless. And that possibility is in your hand. You can do it whenever you want. Age is not the limit. Fortunately, age is not the limit. For outside body, age has a factor. Internal evolution, age has no factor. And these simple exercises, anyone can do. No man of 70 or 80 can complain that they are difficult for me. You see? That is why I say, what is within your hands, what is within your possibility, do not let it go. Because there is very little that God has given us in our hands. The only thing He has given in our hands is the possibility to restructure. Nothing else you can do without His will. But here, it's our will. And such beautiful opportunity in this life, don't waste it. It is like throwing away crores and crores of rupees into the gutter. Half an hour or so every day is priceless. Any other question? When we meet next time, we hope to get my vote of confidence. Doctor, what is your opinion? Will I get you 50% vote of confidence so that I am not thrown out by majority? Good luck.
Why what?
Could a chart be made of all this, the physical psych?
I am giving you 20 to 25 pages.
Because of the communication and the coordination, everything.
That will give you some idea. But you can take a horse to water. Only the horse can drink. So I can't make you do this. You know? I can only talk. I can make you do it. Then your mental inertia will come. And tomorrow morning nothing will be done. However much I said today evening. When are the meeting? Where? What is holiday? Is it a holiday? What does it say? Man, you won't, will you not have your own jayanti? Which is much better, our own jayanti. Put it to the vote. You are all agreeable, I am agreeable. What are you want? What is
27?
Good Friday. Then what is it?
Good Friday.
13
is
it?
Huh?
13 is it? No. What is 27?
Ramzani.
The month of Ramzan has started, it will end. I don't know what is it. You all decide. What have you all decided? Will you come?
19.
All right, then it is different. But then, from 19th April, it will be the end of...